The president of Syracuse's Police Benevolent Association is calling for more cops on the street in the wake of a violent stretch on city streets. Over the 4th of July weekend, 10 people were shot in the city, 2 were killed. In a letter to the editor on Syracuse.com, the police union head suggests residents contact Mayor Stephanie Miner, urging her to hire 50 more police officers. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports on Miner's reaction.
PBA President Jeff Piedmont, in his letter to the editor this week, says there are currently 417 police officers on the streets, the lowest number since the 70s. And he says that's dangerously low, especially at a time when there's an uptick in crime. Miner's response?
That's what a union leader does, tries to get more members, more dues-paying members. And Mr. Piedmont has submitted several letters to the editors over my tenure, and each time he's asked for more police officers to be hired. You know, the issues that we have had with violence, I think, far surpass just doing a ratio of police officers to crime.
Miner says adding cops is a complicated matter with the city looking at how retirements, pension costs, and health care costs are projected budget-wise. And at this point, the city just can't afford it. In the meantime, she says the city's using the cops it has efficiently.
We've taken more police officers out of the PSB building and put them on the streets. We've used more information technology, deployed more tools like cameras and computers and software and projections.
Miner did include funding for 25 new officers in last year's budget. Still, there are more than double that number in vacancies in the department due to recent retirements. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.